From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. The Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority warns that water levels in Lake Simcoe are significantly above average at 219.28 meters, with shoreline flooding already occurring or imminent in vulnerable communities. Recent heavy rainfall and more forecast through Friday, combined with strong winds, are expected to push lake levels higher and worsen flooding risks in areas like Jackson's Point, Georgina, and Romera, with possible dike failures in nearby polders. Officials urge residents to take precautions, avoid waterways, and prepare for potential evacuations as the high-risk shoreline hazard watch remains in effect until April 29th. Residents of East Gwillimbury are invited to an open house on April 23rd from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Civic Center to share their ideas for the site's future. The project aims to turn the area into a community space with features like event areas, gardens, and possible shops or housing. It will be paid for through development charges, with public feedback helping shape final plans expected in 2027. Aurora Council is considering updates to its election sign bylaw to align with regional standards and reflect the town's ward system. Proposed changes would limit signs to designated intersections, restrict candidates to their own wards, and introduce rules on size, materials, and placement. Councillors raised concerns about potential cost barriers, including a proposed $310 fee, and have sent the plan back to staff for further review. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.